Believers are to be servants of all. Do you need some inspiration? Pastor Ray Bentley says, look to Christ himself.
Jesus is God, and yet he is willing to be your servant. If anybody could have used their position to demand to be served, it was Jesus. But instead, he said, I didn't come to be ministered to. I came to minister.
Spread the news. All of his people coming down before the King. Lift your voice. Jesus is coming. Join the song. Sing along. Let it ring.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel to the whole world. Sir Wilfrid Grenfell was a doctor, an Oxford-educated medical missionary in Canada in the 19th century. He said, the service we render others is the rent we pay for our room here on earth. And today, Pastor Ray shows us it's the very key to greatness in heaven and fulfillment here on earth.
Let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. And Paul, the theme of Philippians is joy. His circumstances are he's in prison. His inner experience is heaven. And I want to say to you, as my brothers and sisters, there are some Christians who give up at a certain point. Okay, I've heard the gospel. I believe in Jesus. I've asked him into my life. And I have the hope that when I die, I'll go to heaven. But life is tough. It's hard. It's painful. There's so many disappointments. And I've kind of given up, you know, ever really being happy or joyful here. I'm just kind of biding my time, doing the best that I can, going, as it were, through the motions. And then one day I'll die. Then I'll go to heaven. Then I will be filled with the joy of the Lord. Don't buy into that lie. It's not true. That's not God's will for you. Surely that's going to happen when you get to heaven. But the good news is that even now, in the midst of the craziness and the chaos of the human experience, let's say, it is possible, it's not only possible, but it is the normal Christian life to now, right now, begin experiencing heaven inside of your soul, heaven in your heart, just like the Apostle Paul. So look with me in verses 1 and 2. Paul says, therefore, if there is any consolation, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. Paul says, if you have any bit of that, and of course, what he's saying is you should be experiencing all of those things, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. You see, Paul had discovered the secret to joy. And he discovered it when he got from the moment he got saved on the road to Damascus. Before that, he was a rabbi. He was, Saul of Tarsus, the rabbi, very devout, very religious, very observant. And I think if you were to ask Paul, he would also add, and very miserable inside. It's not easy living by your own strength or in your own power or your own righteousness. And when you're trying so hard to be good and you see so many other people sloughing off, it can tend to make you a little angry, a little critical, a little judgmental. What's wrong with people? You ought to be like this, you know. And I think that was a little bit of Paul's deal. He didn't have joy, though. So he's being very religious, and I think it is then possible to be very religious and yet inside have no joy. Until the day that he was on the road to Damascus and he got knocked down to the ground by the glorious, loving, healing presence of Jesus. And from that moment, joy shone upon his soul. Jesus shined upon him and within him, and there was an experience, there was the beginning of a relationship. And Paul was never the same. And joy became the theme of his life. Look with me in verses 3 and 4. Paul says, I want you to be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition. Okay, these are the new attitudes that we're to have within God's family. Don't be selfish anymore or conceited, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than or before himself or herself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests